These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Alex Jack. Well, we start with news concerning Mauricio Pochettino, and he's outlined what made him a success at Tottenham as Manchester United continued to be linked with the out-of-work manager. Well, the Argentine was linked with the Old Trafford hot seat while he was in North London before the Red Devils' chief, Ed Woodward, chose not to pursue him. Well, those links have resurfaced following United's a torrid start to the Premier League campaign as pressure mounts on manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And Pochettino has maintained that having the freedom to create the right culture was crucial to his success at Tottenham. Well, this is what he's had to say. You need to create a line from the top. Be strong in your principle, in the way you're going to develop, in the way you're going to lead, for the thing happening in the way that you want. That was amazing to have this possibility to feel free to create something special at Tottenham. That was amazing. Well, it doesn't look like those links will go away anytime soon, with Pochettino looking for his next project, and links continue between himself and a move to Old Trafford. Moving on to news concerning former Manchester United coach Rennie Meulensteen, and he has given a damning assessment of current midfielder Paul Pogba. Well, the 27-year-old Frenchman departed United's youth academy in favour of Juventus back in 2012. He rejoined in 2016 with a move back to the Red Devils, but Meulensteen has not been impressed with what he's seen from the player so far, a player who has, of course, been linked with a move to Real Madrid. This is what he's had to say. You can have all the talent in the world, but it's about hard work, and it's hard work that brings that quality to the surface. For me, he hasn't worked hard enough. I can see it all the time. It's too slow, it's laboured, there's no urgency about it, and other teams can capitalise on it. He's a very talented player. Everyone keeps talking about him. He's world class. He's world class. I would never use world class so easily, because I know players past and present, and they deserve the accolade of being world class. Well, that's all for now. We'll have more later.